This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Great to be with you. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. It is Wednesday on the East Coast. It is Tuesday everywhere else. And I do not cater to the East Coast. So I will not call it Wednesday. Nor will at any time I say today. Today is Tuesday. My whole show, today is Tuesday. So we get off the air at midnight in Mountain Time. We get off the air at 11 Pacific Time. I'm very sensitive to this topic.
Kind of kills the 10 days a week bit we do.
Well, that's why I reserve the right to change my approach based on what angle I'm trying to take.
I see. Well, I still work 10 days a week, regardless of where.
Well, I do too. Here. I do too.
Stand.
I mean, we both come in on one day, and then when we leave, it's another day. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But half of the country doesn't during these hours. We get off at midnight. And we get off at 11 o'clock. And so I'm just supposed to be, when you're driving around, you know, you're driving around Washington State or Idaho or Nevada, California, and you hear some guy on the radio say, "Well, have a great rest of your morning." And you look at the time and it's 10:45. Aren't you like, what the hell? That sucks. So see, I think about everybody other than where I am.
This is
me. I think about you. I do that to counter how much I also talk about, you know, just my teams and the teams I like. Which, speaking of the teams I like, one of the players of a team that is a rival of the team I like had some weird things to say about the fan base. Caleb Williams, unprompted, taking shots at Packer fans.
Probably a Green Bay. I mean, they suck, but... After the game, after we won at Lambeau, 1-0 at Lambeau right now. We tried to do the Lambeau leap, and we actually tried to jump in the crowd where our fans were, and they just, I mean, they start throwing everything at you, they push you off, and the Lambeau leap, it's a real leap. It's not a little baby jump. You actually have to high jump, basically. And then, you know, they're pushing you, mushing your face. I mean, that was probably that. And then I had one today. I was actually in a car, and I got ran down for 6 blocks in the car. But, yeah, that was fun.
I don't know why every bear that comes along needs to do this. This is not me as a Packer fan. This is me talking to Chicago Bears fans right now. You guys cannot build your identity around this rivalry. And then your players. This is how I know if you're not going to succeed or not. Every time coaches do it, players do it, they unprompted say something about the Packers like, guys, stop catering to this very niche audience here. Just win. You know what's going to make you better than the Packers? If you stop thinking about the Packers, don't focus on just beating them. Focus on being good. And when you do that, you will end up beating the Packers. You know, it's a lot of Don Draper. I don't think about you at all. I got a great piece of mail today. It's my favorite mail day of the year. I did bring it in, which I realized was foolish because I can't show any of you this. But I got a 4-pack of tickets to Lambeau Field. Not for a game, but for the shareholders meeting. If you do not know this about me, I am not just a Green Bay Packers fan. I am also an owner. However you think about that, that's fine. But I have 4 tickets to go to the shareholders meeting. I have gone. I will not be going this year. So they let you vote by proxy. Because every year at the shareholders meeting, not only do they go over the financials of the team. It's really, the meeting is quite dumb. It's fun to go to once. But it is a meeting. You go sit inside Lambeau Field and they present a meeting as if they're presenting to an actual board about how they did this year. The NFL actually likes it, or fans do, because it's like the one inside look to see how much money a team makes, because nobody else has to show you. But the Packers got to go line item through and through. But what I get to do as a shareholder is I get to vote on who gets to be on the board each and every year. But what always happens is they say, all right, this year there will be 15 people that you can vote on the board. Here are the 15 nominees. So everybody that's a nominee gets voted in. The board is consisted of, there's a couple former Packers on here, Leroy Butler, George Koontz. There's a lot of like retired CEOs. There's a principal of Green Bay Area Public Schools. There's a circuit court judge of Brown County's on here. Let's see, some of the people up. The new owner, Ed Policy, he's got to get voted into the board. Bunch of presidents and CEOs of like credit unions and automotive places. I did last year actually send in that, because you can still say, even though everybody's going to get in and voted in the board, you can still say, I don't want this person to be on the board. Now it's kind of a waste of time, but I did last year vote against Michael Alexander, who got on the board, his first year on the board. He completed his first year, but I did vote against him. Who is Michael Alexander? Great question. He is the chancellor at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay. And I brought this up last year, so maybe you remember, but I said on the proxy sheet that I voted, I said, I do not trust a chancellor that would hire a radio host as their head coach for the men's basketball team. I do not trust that if you're going to let him be a radio host and then coach your team, I don't want you anywhere near management of the Green Bay Packers. So I voted to have him not on the board. It was unsuccessful. He got on the board. And I would just like to say this about Doug Gottlieb, because I've made fun of him for being bad at being a coach. But there are also, you know, stories that I have now been told about the tenure there. How he will go to Radio Row, you know, and leave his team. That he's basically not the coach, I have heard. And at one time he just disappeared for days at a time. Nobody knew where he was. So keep up the great work. Fantastic program. You're doing a swell job. But I'm going to send that in. There's nobody on the board that's being voted for this year. If you want to go to the shareholders meeting, I do have 4 tickets that I'm not going to use. So, you know, if you're a Bears fan and you want to infiltrate and yell Packers suck, that'd be hilarious, especially if you have like a YouTube page. That'd be pretty funny. So just let me know. What's not so funny with the NFL right now is that there is collusion happening in this league. We all knew about it. And now it's being reported on. And a team-up between Pablo Torre, who the last time he was kind of on the media circuit was when he was exposing a bunch of stuff about Bill Belichick, and also Mike Florio, who you know from Pro Football Talk and NBC. The NFLPA had used a system arbitrator, the guy's name is Christopher Droney, to try to see if there was some sort of collusion that was happening in the NFL. And then when he revealed his findings, the NFLPA and the NFL kept it quiet. These two were digging on it. Pablo Torre found it first. They had a friendly wager on it, and they talked about it today. The NFL actually won. Droney writes, there's little question that the NFL Management Council, with the blessing of the commissioner, encouraged the 32 NFL clubs to reduce guarantees in veterans contracts at the March 2022 annual owners meeting. In other words, the NFL wanted its member teams to collude. But then Droney went on to say that there wasn't enough evidence found where they actually did it. So the report is the NFL at an owners meeting basically said, this is in response to the Deshaun Watson contract, the NFL did not want to see these big guarantees in these contracts. They did not want to see it anymore. And they kind of hinted, let's not see it anymore. The owners, after this, were then trying to sort of scratch each other's back as Pablo Torre and Mike Florio talk through here in the latest episode of Pablo Torre Finds Out, just about a 90-second clip from today's show.
Kyler Murray. Okay, I want to move to him now because in March of 2022, after the Deshaun Watson contract was fully guaranteed, Kyler's agent, Eric Burkhart, sent a new proposal to the Arizona Cardinals, Mike. According to the document, quote, a fully guaranteed contract was very important to both him and Mr. Murray, and Mr. Burkhart believed Mr. Murray was better and more deserving than Mr. Watson, end quote. But after the Watson contract news and before the March 2022 owners meeting we've been talking about endlessly now, the owner of the Cardinals, Michael Bidwill, he shows up in the story because he had already texted his general manager about Kyler's contract saying, quote, we are going to load up this contract with so many incentives to earn the real money, end quote. And in July of 2022, after the Cardinals did exactly that, a brief but unforgettable private text exchange between Michael Bidwill and the owner of the Los Angeles Chargers, Dean Spanos, took place, according to the document. And Mike, I would just like us to read this exchange together. Let's do a table read of this, Florio, because I need you to play the role of Chargers owner Dean Spanos, and I'll be Cardinals owner Michael Bidwill, if you please.
Congratulations on signing Murray.
Thanks, Dino. These QB deals are expensive, but we limited the fully guaranteed money and have some pretty good language. Thankfully, we have a QB that's worth paying.
Your deal helps us for our quarterback next year.
I think many teams will be happy with it once they have a chance to review. Cleveland really screwed things up, but I was resolved to keep the guaranteed relatively, quote, low, unquote.
So the whole basis here is Deshaun Watson got a bunch of guaranteed money. All of the money was guaranteed. The Browns are not in a good position because of that. But the rest of the league thought, oh boy, because the NFLPA has been fighting for guaranteed contracts. You have guaranteed contracts in baseball. You have guaranteed contracts in basketball. You do not see the guarantee in the NFL. The NFL, you still sign. Hey, you signed for 4 years, $160 million. You know, in basketball, you're going to get every penny. In baseball, you're going to get every penny. It's going to be deferred sometimes, and then we laugh. Bobby Bonilla is still getting paid. That kind of stuff happens because the contracts are guaranteed. The NFL, I don't know how they were able to get away with not having to do that, but they have not had to do that, and there's been a push to have them do that. Well, now that they did it in Cleveland, other teams are like, oh, no, are we going to have to do this? So they kind of like looked around at each other and said, let's, you know, we'll help each other out here. You've since seen big contracts given out to quarterbacks with big guarantees. Not really fully, but, you know, a lot. A lot of Brock Purdy's contract, there's guarantees. A lot of Dak's was guaranteed. But it's not the full thing like Deshaun Watson was. And so we've always wondered when certain things happen, all are the NFL owners in these secret meetings agreeing not to do something? And I think this is the answer is yes. The answer is yes. Whenever, here's the rule going forward for me. Whenever it looks like all 32 teams are in cahoots, all 32 teams are probably in cahoots. Whether it's to not pay their guys as much, maybe send a message, maybe keep something out of the league or someone out of the league. You know, I think of Kaepernick right away. You can't tell me that one team wasn't going to take a chance, but if everybody says. And then Shedeur Sanders, who now is a Brown. Was the league trying to send him a message? I mean, it's crazy, right? Would all 32 owners just say, hey, let's make sure, you know, whoever takes him, fine, but he doesn't go in the first three rounds? I can't get to a point where I want to think that that's true, because that's crazy. Because all one owner has to do is say, nah, well. But then again, you look at this and you say, no, that'd be crazy. That'd be crazy if all the owners were kind of in lockstep. And then we actually have text messages where they're congratulating each other. And now I know me signing Kyler Murray to this deal is going to help you be able to sign Justin Herbert to a deal more like this rather than a deal like Deshaun Watson. Unrelated, I've kind of become like a guy who is just given up on believing what I'm being told, and I almost believe in every conspiracy ever right now. The earth is round, definitely round, but everything else I am willing to have a conversation about. That's where I've come now. You know, I disagree with Aaron Rodgers on a lot of things, but when I watched that last episode of him and Joe Rogan, I only thought I was going to watch a minute and I ended up watching it twice. So just the thing that I'm trying to process as a human 41-year-old man. 888-710-4ISN. Caller Fold coming up. Straight ahead on the Bart Winkler Show.
This episode is supported by Ring. Because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast. We love big money on the Bart Winkler Show.
You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW.
The cards are on the table. Bring in the high rollers.
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around.
It's time to put up or shut up with Cole or Fold.
Like I'm sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something.
Here's Big Bucks Bart Winkler and Cold Cash Carlos Ortiz.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah!
Cole or Fold. On the Bart Winkler Show. If you're new to the program, welcome. Call or Fold is essentially buy or sell, but better. By virtue of the music and the jazzy stuff, casino things we're trying to do. It's all theater of the mind, people. Get on track with me. Follow me what I'm trying to do. Spit up. Yeah.
Oh, my
smooth
mic's
cat. Yeah, that's Smooth Cat. That's Bart Winkler.
Everybody.
Big Box Bart Winkler, as the disembodied voice said. I'm Cold Cash Carlos Ortiz. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to deal Bart 5 of the hottest stories in today's version of the NBA. Bart can call, he can fold, or he can raise. Bart, let's start here. Congratulations to the Oklahoma City Thunder, as I just talk over your singing. They became the youngest champion since the 1976-77 Trailblazers. They have a duo of all-NBA players in SGA and Jalen Williams. They have 10 first-round picks over the next 5 years. And their payroll was 24th this season. Everything is coming up Millhouse. But as we've seen in the past 48 hours, the Western Conference teams are loading up with trades. You have to imagine the Thunder won't stand by after being taken to 7 games by Denver and the Indiana Pacers in the NBA Finals. Bart, I ask you for our first stack of cards here. Call or fold? If the Oklahoma City Thunder wants a repeat, they need to swing a trade for your boy, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
What are you doing to me? Fold!
Fold!
Leave the table. Bad dealer. Get a new dealer. New dealer.
You want me to step out and go get Marco? There's nobody else in the building.
Oh, what about the kid who's getting all those slugs wrong? Is he around?
I don't think he... Liam, if you can hear me, come into the control room. All right, let's kill about 30 seconds to see if he's actually listening to the show.
No. Hi, Liam. No, they don't have to. They don't really have to swing a trade for anything. I think, well, maybe in the draft. So they've got a handful of picks in the draft. I'm going to say tomorrow night, Wednesday night. They've got a handful of picks. They've got number 15. They've got number 24. These are from the Clippers, remember. And then they've got number 44. So they've got 3 picks. So what are you going to do with those 3 picks? Are you going to sit there and take those selections? I mean, those are worthy enough selections. Giannis was pick number 15, by the way. Or do you package those up and then try to move up and maybe take a top 10 guy, somebody in the lottery? I think you might see them at least try to do that. They also have, I shouldn't like overlook it, but Nikola Topic is a guy that they drafted last year who was hurt. But he fell to them. They took him at 12 because they could afford to take him at 12. He's 19 years old, so they've already got a first-round pick that is coming. This guy is a good overseas prospect, Serbian-born, played for their national team. So he's coming over, or he's going to play. He actually was on the roster. He's the first guy to ever win a ring without playing a game. And then they've got picks to work with. And maybe there'll be another trade. I don't understand. And I'll say this to anybody within an earshot. And I don't mind if somebody takes my quote-unquote shtick. But is there anybody? So I host a national show on the Infinity Sports Network. And you can rank where that is in the ladder of national people, wherever you want. But is there anybody higher than me that has taken the Giannis is not getting traded approach? Nobody. Even if I'm very low, nobody. Everyone's got to come up with, yes, he's getting traded, or here's my proposal. It would do wonders for somebody on one of the TV networks or somebody on another station or somebody else to be like, guys, Giannis isn't getting traded. But I'm the only one that's saying it. And I'm the only one that's been right because he's never been traded. Now, if he happens to get traded after 11 years of you saying that he's going to get traded, does that make you right? No, but you're going to act like you're right. So I'm the only one on this island here. I think it's stupid, but yet right now I'm the only one that's been right. So fold for the Thunder. They got other avenues, plenty of other avenues. Now they do have the assets to pull it off. Yes. But I don't think the Bucks are motivated in any way.
That's what the kids call cope, but we'll see what happens. We got a long slash short offseason to figure out where all these dominoes are going to be placed. All right, moving on. The Celtics have moved under the second apron by moving on from Jrue Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis with two respective trades. Jrue Holiday will be headed to Portland for now. He'll probably get flipped again. I can't see that the Blazers are going to keep him. And Kristaps Porzingis in a three-team deal, he's going to wind up going to Atlanta. The Brooklyn Nets are that third team. They'll pick up an extra pick. We'll get to the Nets in a little bit. But with Jason Tatum out for next season, the Celtics most likely won't contend this season, so it's important to get themselves some financial help. Now, of course, Jaylen Brown is going to get some looks around the league. But, Bart, I think I have a better sell-high candidate that still accomplishes what Boston wants to do. So I ask you, call or fold? Now is the best time for Boston to move on from Derek White.
I would say that is contingent. I'm going to call.
Cold. Yeah, let me make that call a little easier for you. He's 30 years old.
Well, I know, but I don't think they're going to move on from him unless they move on from Jaylen Brown. I think...
You think they're a package deal? Like, they're both going to go?
No, well, I don't... Because either you bring in Simons, you've got Brown, you got Derek White. There's still some semblance of a team here that will be competitive, but... They had their team. They went all in. They kept them to reward them to see if we could do it again. Tatum got hurt, and it didn't work out anyway. Indiana would have beaten them. So now they're trying to figure out what does it look like with Tatum and Brown. And it looks like you've got two guys making a lot of money and one of them's hurt. They've won a title with them. Do you just try to pivot and see what you can get for Jaylen Brown, especially because you're not going to win the championship next year? So what assets can that get you? And then if you're going to do that, well, then you're most certainly trying to trade Derek White. And with the pride, look, Derek White, he's under contract for another 3 years and then a player option. So, yeah, based on these, but I don't. I say then again as if I even finished that last thought. But then again, they've found a way to get off the Porzingis and Jrue contracts. You know, Brad Stevens seems to know what he's doing, but I'll call the individual question. But I think that as long as they hang on to Jaylen, they'll at least for this year hang on to White.
Yeah, I'd sell high on Derek White like now.
I mean, he's their point guard right now.
I guess. Well, with injuries to Jason Tatum, which I just spoke about, Tyrese Halliburton's another one. Damian Lillard's another one. All three go down with Achilles injuries after battling calf injuries. Tough breaks for those guys. The Eastern Conference is essentially wide open. Enter the Orlando Magic with smoke and mirrors and Harry Potter wizardry and Doctor Strange spinning things. They swung for defenses with the Desmond Bane trade, who seemingly gives them a new dimension of their offense they sorely needed. The Magic were one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the league, and since entering the league in 2020, Desmond Bane has one of the highest made three-point percentages. I think he has 800 made three-pointers as well off the top of my head, so... That seems, on paper, like a perfect fit for both of them. And plus, he gets to leave Memphis, which, according to Stephen A. Smith, is one of the worst places on planet Earth, maybe even this universe, next to hell. Memphis, of all places. Who would have thunk it? Call or fold, Bart. The Orlando Magic should be a top three team in the Eastern Conference right now.
I am going to... call that.
Cold.
I'm not going to give too much away. Because tomorrow, not tomorrow, what is today? Today is a lot of different days. But on Thursday, the Bartometer, we're going to take a look at the top eight teams in the East. We're going to give you the playoff seedings in advance. I think it's really a battle between them, the Pistons, and the Sixers. I still think we're being too hard on Cleveland. I don't think we should forget about the Knicks. You know, the Pacers are hurt. The Celtics, I'm not buying them as a top four. The Bucks, as much as, you know, I love them, if they get out of the play-in tournament, that'll be a miracle. At least for next season. But, yeah, they should be a top three team. Call.
You know what's depressing? Just side note. I'm watching all these teams make moves, and I'm looking at the Eastern Conference being wide open. The Pistons will be good. The Magic will be good. You see, obviously, who's going to be down. You know where the Bulls are going to finish at the end of the year? They're going to finish at that 10th
and
spot
43.
In the play-in tournament, ready to lose in the first round to the Miami Heat. I hate Jerry Reinsdorf. I hate the Bulls. I am this close to just throwing in my jerseys. Wow. And jumping onto the Knicks or somebody else. This is kind of out of left field, but I'm just getting so freaking irritated at how bad the Eastern Conference is, and the Bulls are still going to be mid as all ass.
Mid as all ass. Couldn't have said it better. Let's put that on one of those live, laugh, love things, or like life's a beach, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, life's a garden, dig it. All right. The next one before I spontaneously combust, because I really did not want to go on a Bulls rant there. The offseason, while it's fun, all fun and games, as everybody tries to get under the second aprons and try to dodge tax money and get new players, there's a bunch of teams that want to save money in the next couple of weeks. And the best friends in all the worlds would be the Brooklyn Nets. The Nets might be able to be the team that absorbs the most expiring contracts, and they've already started that process. They get the number 22 pick to absorb Terrence Mann's contract. They're the only team with major space. It basically creates a bidding war for all these people trying to be Brooklyn's trade partners because they want to dump bad contracts into it. The Nets can get over $59 million in cap space if they want to really just start being the trash bags of the NBA. The only thing I would say is they probably should save a little bit of money is to sign Cam Thomas there. That might be a guy worth acquiring. So they can get a bunch of first-round picks, and they could theoretically look like the Oklahoma City in a couple of years. So I ask you right now, Bart, call or fold, the Brooklyn Nets are the most interesting team in the NBA.
Well, I'll fold that.
Fold.
It just depends how you want to define the word interesting. I would say they're the most blank canvas team in the NBA. They've got 1/6 of the first round picks right now.
That's insane.
They have 5 first round picks and then another one in the early second. So expect them to make some moves. I don't know that they need to like really take on a bunch of salaries. Unless teams are going to give them picks back, but they have a bunch of picks. Maybe there's a trade where they do get a veteran, you know, and take on a salary. They've got the room. I don't think they want to do anything that's going to tie them up years down the road, however. But they certainly have a chance here to really start from the ground up. Thunder did it, like you mentioned, and now it's time for the Nets to maybe do the same. So I think interesting. I'm being the kind of a stickler on that one. Because, you know, every team can be a little bit interesting. Who would I say is the most interesting team right now? The most interesting
team?
Not
the Bulls.
No, not the Bulls. The most interesting team.
God, they suck.
With what they could do. I mean, I think it's got to be the Dallas Mavericks.
Don't they need a point guard still? Just thinking out loud. I'm thinking of their roster. They still need I think they still need a guard.
Well, that's it. I'm gonna take whatever chips I have left.
And you're gonna play one more hand away. Because we usually have 5 stories, and that was not the 5th story. We make this one quick.
You did say last.
Yes,
story.
And then I amended that because that was a mistake. Oh. I was just raging over my disdain for the Bulls right now. So this one officially is the last one in caller fold. Again, we usually play five, so here's five hands. The Knicks still don't have a head coach. They're considering James Borrego. They've interviewed Mike Brown. They've interviewed Taylor Jenkins. A couple of candidates still out there, but it doesn't seem like the Jason Kidd out of Dallas dream is quite dead yet. According to reports, Jason Kidd and the Knicks have mutual interest with one another. So call or fold. Make this one easy. Jason Kidd will indeed be the next Knicks head coach.
I will fold.
Fold.
I think if they were going to get him, they would have figured out a way to get him by now. And whether he wants to go there or not, the Mavs are just not going to let that happen. It's got to be a trade. They got to swing a trade for a coach. And I don't think Jason Kidd's going to be salty about it. But at some point down the road, I'm sure he'll find a way to get to New York. The stars are just not aligning at this point.
All right, and as promised, that was the last one, so that officially is call or fold.
Time to cash out.
He beat me straight up. Pay him. Pay that man his money.
And as always, thank you for your fine dealership of the cards.
Weren't you asking for a new dealer after the first one?
Well, I mean, you really tested me.
Yeah, and Newsroom never came in. They're totally not listening to probably the best show on the network.
Yeah, I would agree. All right. Well, I'm about to throw it to one of the best updates on the network, and that's this 12:30 Eastern update from Marco Belletti.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Bart Winkler Show, 888-710-4ISN. You can reach out, social media, Bart Winkler or Bart Winkler Show. Sometimes some psycho has already taken Bart Winkler and I've tried to get it back, but, you know, I'm not going to spend money to do it. It's of no value. Social media is the devil's work. I am going to try to enjoy a baseball game tomorrow by paying one single dollar. I feel like there's a game in Milwaukee tomorrow. Oh, hold on, disclaimer. The following segment will be Bart Winkler talking about a Milwaukee sports team. Please proceed with caution.
Oh my God!
But it's not like I'm sitting here talking about some scrub. I'm not gonna talk about Joey Ortiz's home run tonight.
What the hell is his name?
Jacob Mizorowski. Who among us is familiar with Jacob Mizorowski?
Who?
He's like 6'7". He throws 100 miles an hour. His first 11 innings. 5 in his first start, 6 in his second start, threw a no-hitter.
Damn!
11 innings of no-hit ball. No one's done that since the stats go back to 1900s. So he's pitching tomorrow in Milwaukee. I thought I was going to get the chance to see him in Chicago, but then they lined up and it didn't happen. And it's not just that he's pitching, because he is the front runner for National League Rookie of the Year. But he's pitching against the front runner for the NL Cy Young Award, Paul Skeens. Skeens and Mizorowski are going to be testing radar guns tomorrow. And I'm pretty open in the day tomorrow. My kid's at daycare. I don't start working until very late. So I think I have to go to this game. I have to at least get the printed ticket that showed that I was at this game, because people are going to be saying that they were at this game forever, and I'll have proof. That's right. I'm just being reminded they don't do that anymore. Everything's digital. It's another thing they have taken from us, and it's bad. But I don't know what. You know, like sometimes you get in these like modes where you're a little looser with your money. Oh, I'm on vacation. Swipe the card. Yeah, whatever. And sometimes you get a little tighter with your money. I want to go see this matchup. I want to go see it, but I would also feel, I also kind of like don't want to leave my house. Or I want to get stuff done around the house, but it's Paul Skeens versus Jacob Mizorowski. This is a big deal. You may not know who Mizorowski is yet, but at some point when these two pitch against each other more consistently, this will be a big deal. It is the free TV game on MLB.tv if you're interested in watching it. But I don't want to pay to go. Now, I could get a credential, but the Brewers made that harder for me to do than it should be. So I used, at the beginning of the year, I always buy my kid the Kids Crew pack, where you get like a t-shirt and some sunglasses and a poster and some cards. But you get 6 Kids Crew vouchers. So I'm going to cash one of those in. They're not... The only seat I could get for tomorrow was like an obstructed view in the top level. I ain't going up there. I'll find some standing room only. But I'm into the stadium. I already paid for the voucher, so I'm in for free. I did have to pay $1 processing fee. Because God forbid, you can't print out a ticket for the dollar. I don't know where that money goes. What are you? I'm paying you $1 so that the website can load? Such a scam. But then, to get to the game, I don't want to park in the lot because that's $30. So I'm going to park like a mile and a half away and walk. Then when I get into the game, I don't want to eat. I'm not going to have a beverage. I hope I don't get too thirsty from my walk. Although I can bring a bottle of water in. I'll bring that on. And then I'm not going to imbibe on a Wednesday afternoon. So I, for some reason, Carlos, I'm like really wanting to go to this game, but I have a stronger desire to not spend a single dollar, or at least more than a dollar, to go to this game.
I think
if there's a game I should spend money to go to, it's this matchup, but I don't want to do it. Maybe because I went to a game last week and swipe, swipe, swipey, you know?
That could be it. I think out of principle, you should stand fast and make sure that you only spend that dollar. Maybe you can make this a Bart Winkler travel hack, you know, for other baseball aficionados, where they can come and go and experience the joy of a game, and you could teach them how to cut little corners or save themselves money. You know, I do the same thing, actually, when it comes to parking. I park about 15, 20 minutes away. My wife forces me to go watch Mets games that I have no interest in watching. We drive to, like, this museum that closes at 5 o'clock, but it's situated in a park, and there's a parking lot. So I go park there. We will take a short walk over the bridge while crushing a White Claw or some other seltzer that hasn't sponsored us yet. And we get into the game, and she's bought standing room passes already for the season. I don't know what possessed her to do it, but she has them. So, like, on a game-to-game basis, I may spend maybe a few bucks on gas. If I'm really feeling frivolous, I'll get some fried Oreos, and that'll ring me up like $8.
But I think on average, in like the six games that I've gone to, I think I've spent like a total of $22. So wow. I think you can make a thing out of that.
Now, you could be a real devil's advocate about it and say, well, you bought the kids' crew, so that cost you some money to get those vouchers in the first place. And it's not like gas to the stadium is free. You know, you could grind on that for me, but I'm very determined. I almost feel like they should be paying me to go. I'm doing them a favor by putting another head in the seats for this great game. I just can't justify spending any more than $1. Plus, as soon as they're done pitching, I'm going to leave the game. I'm not staying. I just want to go see them pitch. So I don't feel like I should stay the whole time. But I'll have a full report on Paul Skeens v. Jacob Mizorowski tomorrow if you want to avoid when I'm going to talk Brewers. It is the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.